4 years ago, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders started small in New Hampshire, but ended up winning the presidential primary here. Going into the current race, Sanders entered the Democratic primary as a top contender, and nothing, not the huge field of candidates, not other candidates adopting many of his key policy proposals, not even a heart attack, has changed that. As NHBR's Josh Rogers reports, Sanders' resilience puts him in a strong position as voters here start seriously weighing their choices.
Bernie Sanders mostly avoids talking about his political ambitions in the first person. It's about us, goes his refrain. But when Sanders does frame his run in that way, he gets right to the point.
I want your support to help us win here in New Hampshire, and I think we can do that.
That was Sanders at Southern New Hampshire University last week.
I want your support to help me become the Democratic nominee and to defeat the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country.
Talk to voters at Sanders rallies these days, and you can find plenty who share that view, and not just about President Trump.
I'm excited about Bernie Sanders because I believe in him. He's real. He's steadfast. His message has been consistent for decades.
Andrew Menard lives in Portsmouth, runs a family creamery business, and was buying a Sanders t-shirt bearing the slogan, Solidarity Forever. He thinks Sanders would have beaten Trump in 2016 and says Democrats need him to be their nominee in 2020.
Nothing changes my vote from Bernie Sanders.
Attracting voters like Menard, middle-aged, affluent, tends to be crucial to winning Democratic campaigns here, but so too does winning the support of voters like Erica Therrien, a single mom of two without a college degree who now drives an Uber.
I have like no liberal friends. It's literally like a battleground between my family and friends about this, and they swear that he could never win and all this, but Bernie's the most anti-establishment, anti-corrupt government, like, you know, for the people person, and that's what makes me so excited.
UNH political scientist Dante Scala says Sanders may be the Democrat best equipped to pull support across a wide demographic spectrum. Horse race numbers aside, Sanders' favorability numbers are consistently high across age and gender, and that places Sanders in the somewhat odd but presumably welcome place for a guy who spent a career calling for a political revolution as maybe the Democratic Party's best hope at unity.
Whereas Biden is weak among well-educated voters, and Warren has some problems with less educated voters, maybe Sanders, oddly enough, could be the one to build across lines of age and education and social class.
Voters, of course, will decide that. They still have plenty of time to make up or change their minds, but Bert Cohen, an early Sanders backer in 2016, who sits on the campaign's 2020 steering committee, says regardless of how things end up shaking out for Sanders on February 11th, the Vermont Senator has put himself and his ideas at the center of the Democratic Party's identity now and potentially to come.
It's not him versus the establishment. Certainly not an insurgency this time. And we all have to think about, all right, who can beat Trump? How can we inspire people, get people passionate?
That's the question every presidential campaign is now asking. Josh Rogers, NHPR News.